Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Pig Health Today, and with me is Dr. Paul Yeske from the Swine Vet Center in St. Peter, Minnesota. Thank you for joining us, Paul.
Pleasure to be here.
I understand that you are a big proponent of individual pig care, but offhand, that sounds like a daunting task to me, because when you've got thousands of pigs on a farm at any one time, to talk about individual pig care almost seems impossible.
Yeah, it is a big task, but we feel it's a very important part of doing what's right for the pig, is to make sure that each individual gets the time and attention that they deserve. Part of the individual pig care is to make sure that we look at every pig every day and we evaluate them essentially from tail to snout to try and identify any potential problems that pig may have as quickly as possible. With the individual treatment, then we can intervene right away where we can have the best opportunity to treat the pig. Early intervention is really the key as we talk about the individual pig care. We know if we treat a pig later in the course of the disease, we have poorer response to treatment. If we can treat the pig earlier, we can have a better response.
How do you go about selecting which pigs need to be treated? And, you know, it's one thing for you to go in there with your trained eye, but I imagine education has got to be a big part of this as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, you're looking for any of the clinical signs that the pig isn't normal. Is he coughing? Does he have diarrhea? Is the pig gant not eating? Does the pig have a nasal discharge? So those are some of the things you're looking for as you go through. And we encourage the caretakers as they walk through the barn to develop a pattern as they go through the pen to make sure they get an opportunity to look at every pig.
And specifically, what are you asking them to look for?
Looking for all those clinical signs every day, and looking for if there's signs that the pig isn't eating. That's oftentimes the first thing you see. You may see a cough, you may see the diarrhea, you may see lameness, stiffness in the joints. And so those are the things we're looking for, and then we'll have a treatment protocol specific for each farm and for each flow and system for how they're going to treat the pigs once they identify a clinical sign.
And of course, it's more than clinical signs. You have to run tests as well so that you know which antibiotic to use.
Absolutely. What we use is the flow information. So where the source and the history of those pigs, there's groups of pigs that are ahead of these pigs and they can help tell us what we need to do for the next group of pigs. And so there's lots of different diagnostics we can do. Certainly with the new oral fluids testing, we can do a lot of work with the oral fluids. We can take blood samples and test for serology. We can do, if we do have mortalities, we'll go ahead and send those into the diagnostic lab to get a full workup.
Now, this whole approach to individual pig care sounds great, but it sounds like it's pretty time consuming. I mean, you have to walk the pens, you have to educate the help, and then once you identify these sick pigs, then you have to inject them with an antibiotic. What's the payback like for producers?
The payback for the producers is very high because we do get that early intervention and the pigs have the ability to respond the best to the treatment. And we know that that's the right thing to do for the pig. And the quicker we can identify that pig, the quicker we can get that pig treated, the better response we're going to get. It does take time, but the payoff's very high in the fact that we get the pig back into good production faster.
For years, producers have used feed medications to treat respiratory diseases and other bacterial problems. Is there still a place for prevention?
I believe that there is, especially when we've done the diagnostics and we know that a particular agent is going to be giving us problems at a specific time in production. And we can target that treatment ahead of that time frame, just ahead of that time frame. There's some really real good value. And a good example would be with Mycoplasma pneumonia. We know that there's farms will be different a little by farm, but the flows or the farms tend to be very consistent over time. And so that's one where we can target the medication to come in before the pigs are actually getting sick. And we can target that time with our diagnostic testing to know when that best time is. And then we can get the full advantage of the prevention mode before they actually get sick. Instead of waiting for the pig to be sick, we're coming in and preventing the infection from getting to the level where that we can actually see the pig is sick.
When you have PRRS, it's usually many other things like mycoplasma, which might require antibiotic intervention. Does that play a role in it too?
Absolutely. When we deal with a viral disease such as PRRS and influenza, we tend to see more of the secondary bacterial infections come in behind. And so that's where the antibiotics and that's where the treatment really has the biggest benefit in treating the secondary diseases.
Now, as a veterinarian, I know that you're accustomed to a lot of fire engine calls, I'm sure. But prevention is such a big part of disease management, and so much of that comes down to training, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And if you look at agriculture today, all of agriculture has become more precision agriculture. If you look at the producers out there in the field today, they're using GPS to guide the planter, and they're not even driving the tractor. I see the individual pig care much like using the GPS. It's taking that next level of working through and identifying those problems early on and taking advantage of that knowledge so that we can be out in front of these problems. We've got the diagnostics, we've got the records, and so we can be very proactive with what we're doing.
And have you had much pushback from producers when you propose an individual pig care program to them?
Producers want to do the right thing for the pig. And so I think the producers, once they're educated and understand how the program works, they get it. And they want to do what's right for the pig. They want to help get the pigs back. It's in their best interest to get the pig feeling as good as he can, as quickly as he can again.